Hey, it's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And on this show, I don't think it'd be fair to call us experts at really anything.
Not fair and not accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, we are well-versed in certain topics,
okay,
like microwave foods.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Sleeping while working.
Oh. Yeah.
And of course, presidential pets.
What? I don't actually know anything about that.
I bet you didn't know Herbert Hoover, the 31st president, had a possum named Derek.
Oh, Derek.
How cute is Derek?
Or Calvin Coolidge, our 30th president, had a raccoon named Rebecca that he would walk around on a leash.
Oh, I hope he called her Rebecca.
You see, no other morning show is going to give you that type of engaging information.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Look,
I just learned
us
a lot there.
Yeah. But another thing our show does have a little bit of experience with is awkward anniversary gifts from significant others.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jose have both had scores of them, and usually I am the awkward anniversary present for somebody.
But
yeah, right.
I digress. Other people struggle with the same sort of issues.
Uh-huh.
And one of our listeners recently had an awkward experience with an anniversary present. And apparently it's so bad, he's actually reached out to our show to get advice on it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
I can't even think of what
it could be. What did you do? Did you gave her a vacuum? Is that what you did?
Well, he's decided to hide his identity.
Oh, my God. Is that bad? You're
Dang.
Saying it's a scale.
So
gym membership. What did you do?
For the purposes of this call, we're going to call him Mark.
Oh,
hey, Mark.
Oh, Mark.
You there, Mark?
Yeah. Hey, I'm here. I was going to put one of those, like, fake voice things. But the name is okay, yeah.
Now, Mark, are you the bad gift giver or the bad gift receiver?
Let's just say the receiver would be kind of the right word to use right now.
Okay.
I'm already confused.
Yeah, what happened? Tell us about your situation.
All right, so I'll just start from kind of the beginning. I've been with my fiance for like 2 years, I think.
Aww.
Congrats.
And you're engaged.
Right?
That's awesome.
Aww. Yeah, we've been engaged for about 3 or 4 months, and we were celebrating our 2-year anniversary last week. And she wanted to like do something really special for it. And so I said, well, why don't we make dinner reservations? That'll be my side. Like,
uh-huh.
She goes, okay, well, cool. Well, let me do something for us. And so before dinner, she said, I'm going to surprise you with your first massage. And I was like, oh my God.
What?
What does she mean, your first massage?
Literally. I've never had a massage before. Like,
I think that's any massage?
You're that surprised? I think that's really
well,
common.
I've been to a chiropractor. That feels good.
At a spa.
Yeah, have some experienced hands running up and down your body. That's
yeah, no,
a new experience
before.
For you.
I don't know. I get like a little embarrassed.
So you had your first massage. How was it?
Yeah. All right, well, let me tell you what happened, like, because you need a little, like, context.
Okay.
So she finds this deal online, and it's, like, this new massage parlor that just opened up, and so I go to get my massage, and she gets a pedicure.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes off to get a pedicure, and I go in, and, all right, so how do I say this? Like, we had very different experiences.
Okay,
right?
You're saying her pedicure and your massage, totally different.
I would hope that they're different.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, first of all, she said her pedicure was kind of meh. Like, she wasn't really into it. And I feel bad about that. But I feel really bad about what happened during my massage.
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, it started normal, I guess. Like, I had the rope, she closed the door.
Yeah.
She said, take your clothes off and then I'll knock on the door. And I was like, oh, okay. So I was a little timid. I put the thing up. Then, you know, my sinuses started to get all weird because my face is in the thing.
What? That does happen. Sometimes I drool.
That happened to me too, actually, yeah.
So she comes in, and I don't know, like, she started, like, rubbing further and further down my back, right? And then
okay.
She was going on my inner thigh. And again, I've never had a professional massage before. So, like, I don't know what's normal or, like, what to expect.
Yeah.
And you said she was rubbing your inner thigh?
Yeah, like...
Okay. All right.
Did you just get too excited or something?
I think
I
know where
about?
This is going, Mark. And remember, we're on the radio, so please keep it PG here.
Okay. I didn't want to be like some weirdo who jumps off the bed, so I just stayed there and I let things happen.
Thanks.
But then she leans down and she whispers in my ear, I'll be your friend for $20.
No! No, she didn't. Shut up.
And he's like, I can use some friends. Here you go.
Okay. And what did you say?
I was like, okay. Yeah, we can be friends.
Oh,
Mark!
No.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
Well, I didn't know. I don't know how this works. I don't know how it goes.
Bro, so how did this friendship end?
With a lot of relaxation.
Oh, no. They don't need to be your friend, bro. Not
yeah,
that.
But here's the thing. It's not my fault. I don't know how these things go.
Okay, but when it started, when the relaxation part started, did you tell her to stop? At that point, you knew what was happening.
I know. I mean, I knew what was happening. But again, I gotta tell you, I thought this was just how professional massages go. Like,
Okay, so... So this happened.
Oh my gosh.
And then.
So, like, we still had to go to dinner. Like, we still went to dinner.
You and your girlfriend.
And I'm, like, sitting in there the whole time knowing what happened. And look, I didn't want to tell her while we're at dinner.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin your anniversary.
Well, because then what am I supposed to be like? You'll never guess what happened 20 minutes ago. Happy anniversary.
But did you tell her? I mean, what was. Because she asked about how the massage was. What did you say?
I said it was good.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I hope you said it just like that.
And she was like, I know, right? So the thing is she was looking at me kind of going, in my mind, she knew what happened. Like, that's what.
No, yeah. She didn't. She would not take you there.
So clearly you feel guilty about how this went down. And what is it, like, what do you want from us?
I want to find out, like, what I'm supposed to do. Like, I mean, is it cheating? Like, that's the thing.
So is it cheating is what you're asking? And if it is, do you have to tell her? Is that what you're wondering?
Well, that's the thing. Like, should I tell her or do I just try to ignore it?
Okay, well,
because
we need our listeners to weigh in on this.
Oh, my gosh.
You told our producers you're willing to take some calls and get some advice on how you should handle the situation. So to all our listeners, if you have some guidance for Mark, text in to 78592.
Uh-oh.
Do you think he should tell his fiance what really happened at that massage parlor?
The massage parlor that she booked.
I know.
Or should he stay quiet, move on, and self-medicate till he forgets about it? We're going to take your advice right after this.
Yes.